Okay, so we've been hand waiting this for weeks, and I think it's finally rude not to explain it. Tool use and function calling keep popping up like we're assuming everybody already has the plumbing in their head.
Yeah, and we really have been doing that thing where we say it like it's obvious. It's not obvious. It's one of those core AI ideas that sounds tiny until you realize it's the difference between the model said a thing and something actually happened.
Exactly, and I keep thinking about that listener question in the most basic way possible. If a model can write a perfect calculator command, why doesn't it just know the answer already? That gap is the whole episode, right?
Right. The clean mental model is. The model is a very smart writer, but it doesn't have hands. It can draft the instruction, but some other system has to pick it up and do the work.
So, like a receptionist and a specialist office, the receptionist doesn't do the surgery, but they know which form to send and who to hand it to. Okay, that is such an exploring next take, but it helps.
It helps because the receptionist isn't guessing the outcome. They're routing the request. Tool use is that routing step, except instead of a form, it's usually a structured request the software can read.
And just to pin down the basics for a second, a language model is the thing generating the text in the first place. It's a pattern learner trained on lots of text, so it can produce convincing answers, but that doesn't mean it can reach out and check the weather or run math.
Yeah, it predicts the next token. Which is just a fancy way of saying it keeps generating the next piece of text that fits the prompt and context. That's powerful, but it's still text generation. It's not execution. And prompting and in context learning matter because the model has to be taught in the moment or by training that a certain pattern means ask for help instead of improvising. In context learning is just the model picking up the rule from examples in the conversation or the system prompt, not from being retrained on the spot.
Okay, so it's learning the convention from the setup and the examples in front of it, not magically becoming a different model. That part always gets blurred together in casual talk.
Exactly. Then the API design part shows up because the outside world needs a clean contract. A function signature is basically the shape of the action. What the function is called, what arguments it expects, and what it returns.
Right, like the model can't just say do weather and hope. It needs to say which location, which unit, maybe which date, and the runtime has to know what to do with that.
And that leads to structured output formats. Usually that's JSON, which is just a predictable text format with keys and values. The important bit is not the syntax trivia, it's that the system can parse it reliably. Instead of trying to guess what the model meant.
So the model is basically writing a tiny machine-readable note instead of a free-form sentence. That note says, call this function with these inputs.
Yeah, and then the runtime intercepts it. The model doesn't execute the tool itself. The surrounding software sees the structured request, runs the real calculator, or search, or database query. And sends the result back into the conversation.
Wait, so the model doesn't just keep talking and hope the answer appears in the next sentence because that is the part people blur together all the time.
No, that's the exact distinction. The model proposes. The system executes. Then the model gets the result as fresh context and continues from there.
I love that this is the glamorous future of AI and it's still mostly propose, execute, continue. Very cinematic.
It's deeply unglamorous, which is usually how the useful stuff works. And that loop is why function calling is so valuable. The model can ask for facts it doesn't have, math it shouldn't fake, or actions it can't perform by itself.
So if I ask it to calculate 47 times 89, the model can choose the calculator instead of pretending it's doing mental math in public, which, honestly, good call.
Exactly. Or if it's pulling current data, it can call search or a database instead of hallucinating whatever sounds plausible. That's the grounding piece. The answer comes back from the real system, not from the model's memory of text.
Okay, before we go too far, I want the first concrete example because abstractly, this sounds clean, and then reality gets messy. Like that episode we did on the warm, gooey feeling for CLIs, the whole point there was that the model wasn't just typing, It was choosing the right command at the right moment.
Yeah, that's a good anchor. A command line interface becomes a lot more usable when the model can call a shell-like tool instead of trying to narrate what you should type. The function call is the bridge between "I know the command" and "the command actually ran."
And the weird part is that this is where product value shows up immediately. If the tool loop works, the user doesn't care whether the model thought hard or not. They care that the thing shipped, the query ran, the file changed, the right result came back.
Mm-hmm.
Let me put that a better way. The user experience is not, wow, the model generated a beautiful JSON blob. The user experience is, it actually looked up the thing and I didn't have to copy paste 3 times.
Yeah, that's the right framing. And because you're forcing the model into a structured request, you can validate it before execution. That matters a lot. A free-form sentence can be ambiguous. A function signature can reject missing or malformed arguments.
So the structure is doing some of the safety work, not just the convenience work?
Exactly. If the model says search weather with no location, the runtime can say no. Or if it asks for a field that doesn't exist, the call fails before anything external gets touched. That's boring, but boring is good.
And I think this is where people get confused by the word agent. They hear agent and imagine a tiny autonomous wizard. But a lot of the time, it's just a model that knows how to choose a tool and then hand off to ordinary software.
Yes, the agentic part is mostly a loop with decisions in it. It isn't magic autonomy. It's a model, a tool list, some rules about when to call, and code that keeps the loop going until the task is done or the system stops it.
Okay, let's stay with the loop for a second because that's the actual mechanism. The model looks at the prompt, decides it needs help, and it's a structured request. The runtime catches it, runs the function, and then feeds the result back. That's the whole skeleton?
That's the skeleton, and it can repeat. A search result can lead to another search, or a database lookup can lead to a calculator call, or a web result can lead to a final answer. The model is basically negotiating with the outside world one step at a time.
Oh, interesting.
The important part is that each step is conditional. The model doesn't have to decide everything in advance. It can inspect the result and then choose the next action. That's why tool use is so much more flexible than just stuffing a bigger prompt.
Right, because the world isn't a fixed blob of text. It's live. The answer might depend on current inventory, fresh logs, a database row, or just whether the file exists right now.
Yep. And that's also why prompting alone runs out of room pretty fast. You can ask the model to simulate a workflow, but if it never actually touches the external system, you're still just getting a well-written guess. Mm-hmm. Now, one subtle thing. There are a few names for the same basic idea. OpenAI says function calling. Anthropic tends to say tool use. Some people say action generation. The label changes, but the mechanism is still the model producing a structured request that a runtime can execute.
And the runtime side is where the product gets real, because once you've got that handoff, you can plug in all kinds of things. Calculators, search, databases, code execution, scheduling, whatever your app can actually do.
Right. And that's where the function signature matters again. If the tool is a database query, the signature tells the model what fields it can ask for. If it's a calendar action, it tells the model what a valid event request looks like. The model is not inventing the interface from scratch every time.
So the interface is part of the learning problem. The model has to learn the shapes of the tools, not just the words around them.
Exactly. And this is where fine-tuning versus prompting shows up. Some systems teach the model with examples until it gets good at emitting the right format. Others rely more on instruction in the prompt. Fine-tuning is usually more reliable, but prompting is easier to change.
Which is basically the eternal software trade-off. More reliable usually means more setup. Shocking, I know.
I know. Devastating revelation.
And I keep thinking of that local models for coding episode. There too, the interesting part wasn't can the model talk about code, but can it call the right tools and recover when the harness is messy? Tool use is the thing that turns a text model into something that can touch a workflow.
Yeah, and that episode had the right cautionary note. Smaller models can be surprisingly capable, but tool calling still fails in annoying ways. Bad schemas, wrong parameters, malformed outputs. The model can be good enough, and the tool loop can still be brittle. Miracles do happen on this show.
Come on, Draco, don't get smug now. We finally made one of our favorite little plumbing jokes make sense, and I cannot believe this is how we're spending a Wednesday.